Hey, I just want to talk to you for a minute. So, how've you been? Job good? Kids okay? What the hell? There's no way to ease into a sex conversation. Not in 30 seconds at least. If you haven't realized it, this is an ad, and we gotta sell products to pay for the show. Easy as that. So do us a favor, and do yourself a favor at the same time, and pay our sponsor Adam and Eve a visit at adamandeve.com. When you order, enter offer code DRCAT at the checkout, and you get half off, free shipping. The whole deal. They also give away free stuff with your order, too. Don't ask me what it is. I have no idea. It's supposed to be a mystery. So, when you stick a dildo up your ass, or vibrate to your heart's desire, think about our show and pay another visit to adamandeve.com. The offer code is DRCAT. DRKAT. And you can thank me later.
Sex Chat with DRCAT. Sex Fact. Not fiction.
Hello, this is Sex Chat with DRCAT. I'm your host, DRCAT Van Kirk, clinical sexologist and marriage and family therapist. And I'm here with, he's my cherry pie, my own Mr. Ross Martineau.
Yay, that would be me. Hello, DRCAT. How are, I'll be your cherry pie to you're my vanilla ice cream.
Ooh, I like the combo. Mm.
Yeah. And if you want us to answer your questions, we will. We'll give you our perspectives from both sides of the aisle. You can call the DRCAT 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week listener line at 213-270-1968 or email us at sexchat@drcat.com.
Oui. And you can support us by supporting our sponsors. Maybe we should do the whole thing in an en français. what am I trying to say? In a French accent?
Maybe not.
Okay. It's good until I stopped. Hold on. I'm going to finish the ad in this, though. Okay. Go to adamandeve.com right now, and you can get 50% off almost any item, plus a free mystery gift and free shipping on your entire order when you go to, when you use the offer code DRCAT at the checkout. That's DRKAT.
Okay, so your mother was Dr. Ruth and your father was Pepe Le Pew.
I am of French and German ancestry, so that is why I mutilated that.
There you go. Oh, it was perfect.
if that's the case. And for the boys, Ross.
All right, mon ami, you may go over to adamail.com where you will get the same deal. So use the offer code Ross, R-O-S-S, Ross Martineau. That's me.
Zut alors.
Zut alors. So yeah, there you go.
Yeah, in case you missed that, because I just talked over, it was R-O-S-S at the checkout.
That's exactly right.
Reminds me of like the Rihanna song, like the SOS song. We should like reclaim that song. Be instead of SOS, be R-O-S-S.
You make me Ross, so Ross.
I think that'd be awesome. Oh my God, maybe a fan will do that for us. Do that for us, fans. We'd love to hear that.
Please. All right, do it.
Do it, do it.
It's time for saucy sex news on Sex Chat with DRCAT.
Saucy sex news, hello.
What's happening in the world?
Energy drinks. Yo. Okay. All about the energy drinks. What do you think?
Energy drinks. Oh, energy drinks and sex, right?
Yes.
Apparently. So they're saying that someone, I want to do a study, all right? I want to be one of these people who does a study. Give me money to do a study. They did a study on alcohol mixed energy, you know, mixing alcohol with energy drinks and how that can lead to risky sex.
Yes, a la like Red Bull and vodka people.
Right, exactly. Which I was trying to look this up. You know, it's like, isn't there a name for that? And
what is it?
They're saying that it's all around the country. It's known as different things: an eye opener, a dagger, a heart attack.
Oh God!
One of my favorite ones is called it's called a raging bull.
Oh, okay. See, that makes more sense. That makes more sense. But everybody I know, just it's like vodka and Red Bull. And I will tell you, one of the two times I've actually passed out in my entire life was from a 32-ounce vodka and Red Bull at the Sky Bar in Orlando, Florida.
My God, 32 ounces. That's like, That is a heart attack, raging.
Yeah, right. I was lucky to make it out of that alive, let me tell you.
No shit. So, okay, I guess anytime.
And I did have risky sex that night, so that makes sense.
Oh, there you go. But my thing is, like, isn't anytime you mix alcohol with anything kind of could possibly lead to risky sex, especially if it's consumed in 32 ounces at a time?
Right. And I was trying to tell from this research study, you know what I mean, that it says that, let's see, found that co-eds who drank alcohol mixed with energy drinks such as Red Bull were more likely to report having casual partner. Yeah, you know what I mean? Because I mean, you're right, because that's kind of just a variable that would happen anyway. I'd be more curious if you're just a major Red Bull, you know, consumer, period, without the alcohol, that might be saying something.
I want to go back to this 32 ounce thing. I'm sorry. I mean, you're lucky you didn't wake up in like freaking Cambodia and some like.
Oh, you know? Shit. Let me tell you, it was like, and I was with three guys I did not know very well. Okay. Hello, all of you single girls out there. I was example A. This is the only time in my life I've ever done that. Yeah, I went out by myself because I was like just in Florida having fun. My friend left the day earlier and hooked up with these guys like in Cocoa Beach, just talking. One of them was an ex-stripper, by the way. And his name was Blaze. really. Okay. Not his
not
stripper
so
name.
My...
His real name was Blaze.
Oh,
I know. But I know. And then another one of the guys I remember looking like Justin Timberlake. In a weird way. But, you know, actually really nice guys. Like, they didn't try any funny business or anything, you know.
That you remember.
No. Like, early on. But later on, I definitely was, like, given some permission. And I'm sure the alcohol had something to do with it. And then, yeah, by the end of the evening, it's like, yeah.
And now when you're stressed, you get little sores in your lips. So. Girls, do take this as a lesson.
Yeah, do take it as a lesson. Do not do that. Oh my God. It was, needless to say, it turned out okay. They weren't bad guys, but it was a bad decision on my part.
Absolutely. So, and of course, every parent out there now is like, you're not going to Florida ever.
Oh my God. Yeah, I highly do not. Yeah, don't, yeah. Spring break has a reason why it's there. So, but previous research, it says, has linked energy drink consumption with other dangerous behaviors, including driving while intoxicated, binge drinking, and fighting. But this study primarily cited risks specific to drunken sex, including unplanned pregnancies, STDs, rape, and depression.
There you go.
That's a ball of wax, ball of fun.
Yeah. Again, I want to do one of these studies. So drink a lot of vodka Red Bull and just see what happens, you know.
Right. Well, and my thing is I've always had a theory that people who, it was one of my potential thesis, well, this is back in the day before it became so much more prolific, but people who engaged in regular extreme sports activities, I often wondered if they were more apt to have riskier sexual behaviors.
Huh?
Yeah, that was one of my hypotheses. I always wondered that, right?
I'm going to run a marathon and then fuck you, silly.
Well, maybe, you know what I mean? That maybe they'd be people who would have a riskier lifestyle in general, like less apt to use condoms, more apt to sleep with multiple partners.
I don't know, you know, because you being an extreme athlete takes actually lots of stamina, discipline, and training. So,
but there's a risk and then there's a high associated, though, with it.
I guess. My study would be, what happens when you take a middle-aged gay man and give him $1 million? What does that do to his sex life?
Let's see what happens.
Any takers? I'll write the thesis.
Oh, my God. I would like to see that one done. So let's see if there are any takers out there. Oh, my gosh. And we will be right back after a quick 30-second break from our sponsor, AdamandEve.com.
Hey there, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com and get 50% off just about any item. That's 50% off adult toys, lubes, movies, or almost anything you desire. Plus, get a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it here. And to top it all off, free shipping. And no, we're not teasing. Just type Dr. Cat for the offer code upon checkout. That's offer code DRKAT at adamandeve.com.
All right, folks, gear up here. Here we go. Greg is going for three, but I'm going to make it interesting. Not with my French accent with my lilting voice here. Okay. Greg says, I've been married for 1 year, known my wife for four and a half. Until recently, she was very jealous, quote, like, get mad at me for watching a Victoria's Secret commercial, too intently jealous. About 6 months ago, my wife brought up the idea of a threesome with another girl. I played it off, not taking her seriously about it, even though inside I was really excited about it. We forgot about the idea until her birthday a month ago, where we found a girl and had it all set up, but it fell apart at the last minute. We got into a fight, and she said I wasn't spontaneous or exciting. As part of this fight, she also told me she wanted me to find another girl to sleep with. I made it clear I would not be okay with her sleeping with anyone else, and she said she wouldn't, but she still wanted me to sleep with someone else. We're not looking for a divorce, so should I be worried that she already slept with someone else? I need some tips on picking up a woman only for sex. All the girls I've picked up before, I've had the benefit of working with them or in classes with them. So I had time to overcome my natural shyness. All right. First of all, my gaydar, which is not just for sensing out gay men and straight gay men or whatever. I'm smelling a rat here. Okay.
Your bullshit sensor.
Oh, yeah. You know, Greg, my friend, I'm sensing your lady has been, I think she's trying to cover up a little guilty feeling she's had, you know, and she's by having you take a little bite of that apple.
That's right.
Yeah. You know, Greg, you may want to look a little more closely at that, right?
True.
And then secondly, you know, the part about picking up a girl, I'd say, you know, hit a bar at about 1:15 a.m. Lower your standards and you're probably good to go.
You're covered. That's it. Yeah. That's all it takes.
Oh, right. And wear a condom and actually carry a 32-ounce cup. I'm going to pass out at some point.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. I was going to say, or drink some Red Bull because maybe that'll help you get you over your natural shyness. Yeah, something is not right in Denmark here. I do agree. You know, it could be that she hasn't done anything, and it would be great to say, oh, sure, you know, maybe she's just being more open and she wants you to have more experiences, and she's just so giving, it doesn't require her. Yeah, I'm kind of thinking that if she hasn't already, that maybe at the very least she is wanting to set it up so that she can sleep with somebody else. So.
Well, or I think she already has.
I know.
It's like, come on, honey. This didn't work. You better sleep with someone. So then I can tell you about the time that I did too. And then we're going to be lying to each other and divorcing. And then you're going to really get good at picking women up at a bar.
Oh my God. Well, and here, okay, gosh, I'm all about like divulging sensitive information about myself today. So.
Okay.
I've actually had this happen to myself, and it was with my ex-husband who, you know, we were together like a long time. We were together 11 years, married 6, right? Oh. But started young, like I get it. And he said that because we were together so young, from the time we were so young, that the only way that I could prove to him that I really wanted to be with him was by sleeping with somebody else.
I'm like, this sounds like one of our questions. Keep going.
I know. It's so interesting. So, of course, and I'm a very monogamous girl just by nature. Like, that is my deal. And resisted that. Well, come to find out, of course, he had already been fucking one of our friends that he worked with.
Okay.
Well, you know, sure. He's married to her now. They have a lovely family. That's great and all. Super good. Duper. Yeah. But at the time, it was just like, and then before I found that out, okay, so I didn't know. I had a feeling, but I didn't know that for sure because I'm not a jealous type person, right? So I kind of played that off and just, well, we just need to go into therapy, or we just need to like differentiate, and we just need, okay, he wants time apart. We'll separate for 3 months and we'll work on ourselves and we'll come back together. And my intention was not to date or anything during that time, but he kept pushing the issue. He kept being like, you know, you need to go out and like have sex with somebody else so I know that it's me that you really want to be with.
So when I dump you, you'll have someone to fall back on.
Well, that's true too. It's another way to kind of like pass the buck off, right? And so eventually I did. And at the end of our separation, end up sleeping with someone, which was the best thing I ever did for me, because it was like, oh my God, someone else like actually can treat you well, and
someone knows how to fuck.
Well, yeah, that too. All right, but you know what I mean? It was just kind of like one of those things, like totally opened up my eyes that, oh, there is a life outside of this person that turns out we're really just not that well suited for each other anyway. And then right after that happened, went to my husband. Well, my soon-to-be ex, right, and told him that and said, you know, we can still work through this if you want, but now, like, you know, we have obviously major things
to work through.
Yes. But then, out of spite, he gets pissed off, super mad at me that that's what I had done. Like, he had a huge fit, and then calls me back a few minutes later to say, well, you know, screw you. I've been fucking so-and-so this whole time anyway. Mm. I'm like, out of spite. So anyway, there's my own little parable of this sort of situation.
Right. Back to you, Greg. That could be your life. Next.
Next. That is not the therapist's answer, Greg. Okay, so here's the therapist's answer. The therapist's answer is that obviously,
the chase to get a divorce.
It sounds like if you guys want to stay together, I would actually suggest some therapy, because there's some subtext going on here that we need to clarify between you and your wife. I obviously have no problem with you wanting to explore in a very, you know, open and honest way about outside relationships. But it doesn't seem something's not right here as far as the truth factor. So I wouldn't even worry about your overcoming natural shyness. I would get yourself to a therapist's office and have a conversation with your wife and get some feedback and start there.
And this is where the perspectives differ. You say psychiatrist or, you know, I say private detective. Just go and freaking catch her in the act, you know?
Right. You know, what is that show? The Cheaters Show? Oh, my God. No. I think money better spent in a therapist's office, but that's just me. Okay.
All right.
Next question. It comes from Trini. Oh, this is my question. Yes. Trini ties one on. She wants to know, why does sex always feel so much better when I do alcohol or drugs with it?
Well,
we didn't even plan that question.
I know, because it's alcohol or drugs, or because your mother, father, priest, Sunday school teacher, parole officer, and or Nancy Reagan at some point told you no.
Right. It's a taboo.
And you're a bad girl, aren't you, Trini? Bad girl. Ow. Why does it feel so much better? Because you have no inhibitions, you know?
Yes.
And that's why people do drugs, because they quote unquote make you feel good. Until you come down, you have that terrible Tuesday, and all you want to do is pull your hair out or drive your car off of
it. Bite your nails down to the nubs, and then and then have the overwhelming desire to want to have to do it again and again and spend all your money and ruin your life. So other than that,
exactly.
Sure.
And picking the sores off your legs and arms.
Oh, God. Yeah. Also, in addition to the inhibition thing, Trini, is, yes, there are biochemical things happening in your body, which – you know, allows you to have like a higher high. Some people like to have orgasms with, you know, drugs that elicit a higher like central nervous system response. While other people like the relaxed lack of inhibition that the depressant alcohol causes their central nervous system. So really, it depends. But there are many reasons why it feels good, but more reasons why you probably shouldn't be doing that every time you have sex.
Yeah, so. Not every time, you know.
Well, I mean, a glass of wine or a few drinks or whatever, and you know who you're with, and it's a safe environment, and like
white wine enema, whatever.
Right. The drugs, you know, I'm a little less of a proponent with that, but I get that some people can use them recreationally without having to like, you know, dive into the rabbit hole. I don't know.
Right. Slippery slope, but that wasn't the question. The question is why, and we told you why, because it feels good. So there you go.
Right. And, you know, I feel like we should take a walk in Wonderland, Ross.
Gay take, straight take. It's your sex toy of the week.
Yay! Because our sex toy of the week is the Wonderland, the pleasure pillar.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
It does. It looks like they're saying it's like a playful, mysterious character built for G-spot pleasure. This worm will make your G-spot squirm.
Or your P-spot.
A P-spot?
Your prostate too. Either one.
Oh, there you go. Okay. I was like, really? Is this P-play here? So it's kind of like fun. Where did I read somewhere? It's based on the Alice in Wonderland, the little hookah-smoking caterpillar from...
It's super cute that way.
Yeah, it is. It's like, I want a little smurfy thing up my twat right now.
Yeah, it's pretty cute. And it looks very tactile. It does look very kind of, you know, like, ooh, that would feel good.
Yeah. It looks like a cross between, like, a smurfy something and a piled, dollopy pile of whipped cream.
Right. So in green.
You'll have to look it up, people. Wonderland Pleasure Pillar. Vibrator, right, has 5.5 inches,
yep.
Waterproof. What else?
Curved head, and it's got an escalating intensity, so it's got 10 intense functions. And I like that the body is made out of silicone. It's more durable, it's hygienic, it's waterproof. It's gonna be all good with the pleasure pillar, yo.
There you go. Use it, try it, do it.
Use it, try it, do it now. And you can find that at Adam and Eve. Just type in their search, Wonderland, the pleasure. That would say pillar. No, P-I-L-L-A-R, pleasure pillar.
Pleasure pillar. Hey, that could be like a new t-shirt for Adam and Eve and Adam Male.
What?
Try it, use it, do it.
Oh, yeah. I like that. We'll submit that to the marketing department right now, along with your request for your $1 million
study.
Study, yes. Okay. I want to thank everybody for joining us today.
All right. If you have questions, we have the answers. Email us at sexchat@drcat.com. You can always look for us on iTunes. We are there, people.
We are in many forms.
Yes, in your ear, and for your ears and for your eyes, we actually have a new video podcast free on iTunes. Ross and Kat's Gay Guide to Sex. It is a hoot, and you might learn something too.
You might, and they're in bite-sized little 1 to 3 minute videos for mass consumption. And you can check out more at drcat.com.
You have a super day, Dr. Kat.
You too. I'll see you later, Ross.